You're listening to BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
Welcome to eBay Radio, your on-air guide to better selling. Here is your host, Griff.
This segment is sponsored by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory. And speaking of guides, if you've never considered writing an eBay guide, maybe it's time you did. And who knows more about your products than you do? So you're the person to write this, and it could help you sell more as well. Well, here now to tell us about eBay Guides is Mark Siegel. He's the community manager for eBay Guides. Mark, tell us about eBay Guides platform, and what is it exactly, and who is it built for?
Yeah, great. Thanks for having me here, Griff. See, people who write guides, people write guides for other people to read. There are some guides written by eBay, but primarily it's a platform for customers to write guides for other customers. The guides are typically about a product, and it can be as any part in the product lifecycle. So when you're looking to buy something, let's say you're looking to buy a radio and you're not sure what features you want to consider, a guide can help you with that. It's when you own the product. Let's say you're trying to figure out how to do something on your cell phone. For repairing, you have a old vintage lamp and you want to get it to work. A guide might be for that. And it's also for selling, so it's really anywhere through there. Guides are on the order of 500 to 1,200 words long, so a long page. It's great when they have pictures. They can have videos. Stuff to keep people interested in the material. Guides are tuned to be found in search, so that's primarily the point of guides. People are searching for something. They may not even be thinking about eBay. They'll find it on Google or Bing. It will bring them into eBay. So for customers that are interested in buying an item, but they're unfamiliar with the specifics, that's an audience. And then also for the authors who have an expertise and want to share it. The platform has been around for many years, but it started receiving an update earlier this year. And so we're on that path now to make it better. So
a much needed update.
I wrote my first one, and I'm going to write four more.
Four more?
Well, I sell my voice. So I want to let them know what an auto attendant is and what it means and what on hold is and what that means. You know, different things that I put my voice on a business telephone system. Go ahead.
No, they don't have to be long, right? So you've got an expertise to share, that's the perfect way to do it.
Right. So what do I do with it now that I've written it?
Well, so let's see. When you're thinking of a topic, you gather your thoughts and you may gather some pictures or some materials around it. You'll go to the guide's homepage, www.ebay.com/guides, and then you'll click write a guide. So at that point, once you've put your guide together, you can publish it. There's a few other steps. You might get feedback from the community. It may look great to you, but other people may have some ideas on how to make it better. You should definitely spread your guide on social media. So ask others to comment on it and share your guide in your channels and ask them to share it. We can get people looking at your guide, but authors can do a great job of that too. And then also, you know, you can comment on other guides to get involved.
You were talking about what was new, Griff?
Yes.
What is new with the guides?
Well, the format is different. It up until last year, or this year, the guides format looked like one of our old pages, and it was a little incongruous. Now when you go to visit an eBay guide, it looks like the rest of eBay. It looks like the new eBay as well.
Definitely. I wanted to get to what's the value to the sellers, because I didn't really talk about that, and I think it's super important. One thing that the guides will bring you is merchandising help. When you write a guide about a certain topic, then if you've got items for sale about that topic, those items will appear automatically. When your listings change, those listings will change as well. There's increased visibility for you as the author. You know, some guides have tens or hundreds of thousands of views. And so people are finding that coming in, they're going to look at who the author is. And along with that, it enhances your credibility. So customers that are wondering about a product, if they learn about that product from you, they're going to feel more comfortable buying that from you. We found a statistic that sellers that own guides are selling 6.5 times more than from Google and Bing when compared to other sellers. So there's a lot of reasons for that. People that write guides probably do other SEO things well, but they're definitely selling more as a result of writing guides.
I'm very happy that eBay has finally come up with a URL we can remember.
I think The last time we were here, you guys beat us up.
It was horrible.
It was GDS.
So did you end up changing that because we beat you up?
Yes.
We did. We listened.
Lee, you and I had to beat up more people.
I know. But, you know, GDS, who would have known? Anyway, congrats.
You're right.
Congrats. It is now ebay.com/guides.
I think you may need a www.ebay.com/guides.
Okay.
Yeah. So, how can a guide writer get more information and help from the guides team? Is there a team we can contact?
There are. So there, you can go on the community. That we have a very active community. And the way you'll find it, like with the rest of the eBay discussion areas, it's in discussion boards, community help, and reviews and guides. Since I'm the community manager, my job is to make sure that we support people there, both if you're having problems with guides, but I mentioned earlier, if you write a guide and want some feedback to make it better, you can get that from the community. And then also, just anything, share us ideas on how things can be better.
And I just want, you're right, you need www dot before it. Let me ask a question totally off subject. Why do some need www and some don't?
You know, I found it to be true on the eBay site all over the place. I don't know. It seems like we shouldn't get past that.
Because most websites now, you don't need that.
No, I think you're right.
So I put in www.ebay.com/guides, and I still got GDS, but that's okay.
Right. It redirects.
Exactly.
So we didn't change it. We just added.
That's important because if you have the old web, the old URL and your links, you want to make sure people can still find it and not have a broken link.
Give us some tips for producing a successful guide, would you?
Yeah, there must be some do's and don'ts.
There certainly are. So first thing is write about what you're passionate and knowledge about. Lee, you were talking about you do stuff with your voice. You're passionate. You know how to do that. You can write it. So the best guides start from a place of knowledge and enthusiasm. Think about an important keyword and use it in the title and body. So that is, think about when people search for what they will what will people be searching for to find your guide? Think about what those words are and then use them. Choose a good title that's interesting, concise, and specific. You know, running shoes, not athletic shoes. That helps attract readers. Cutesy titles may look good, but they're not. They're harder to be found. And the whole point is for your stuff to be found. Choose good tags that help your guides to be found in search. So after you've written a guide, tags are just words that characterize that guide. You can choose as many as you want, and that will, again, if it's an ugly Christmas sweater, it might be, you might search for it under Christmas, you might search for it under sweater, you might search for it under other terms. So be generous with that. And then the other terms are really about just how to write something that's interesting. Break your text into sections and not huge blocks of text. I've seen guides that are nothing but a wall of text. That's a turnoff. Within a section, divide your text into paragraphs or add bullets or do something to make it consumable. Add photos or video links. We now have a link to allow YouTube videos to be in. So if you're demonstrating something or a how-to, you might take a quick snippet of that along with some words. Include tables or lists to better present information. Spell check. I think if you don't have your spelling right, it may turn around. If somebody's got a good impression of you, but there's a lot of spelling mistakes, that's going to hurt.
Yeah. And then you've got the spelling tool right there.
So I think we don't yet have a spelling tool. The last time we were here, promised one.
It's time to beat them up
again.
Can
we put it in Word and then cut and paste?
That is often the way people do it. Yeah, or also when you're writing in your browser, a lot of browsers will highlight where there's misspellings as well.
That's true, yeah. And, of course, then there's these things called dictionaries. I don't know if you know about them.
Too heavy.
Online dictionaries. You just type the word into Google.
Do you know how many times
a day I rely on that? I definitely don't want that to happen.
So what are you saying that you don't, because I happen to be a writer also, but what about somebody who feels maybe they're not so great at writing? Shouldn't they just give it a try?
Yeah, so there's easy things you can do. Like you can make a list of your top 10 X or your top, let's say you have, I saw a guy write a guide on top 5 presents to give your wife for Valentine's Day, right? So though none of those sections need to be extraordinarily long, you know.
Or it could be five ways to choose a vintage Barbie doll.
Perfect. Yeah.
It doesn't have to be that very good. That's
excellent.
Or it
could be my five favorite vintage Barbie dolls, right?
Sure.
Just the idea is to get people thinking about the products and to share, like, if you do have five favorite vintage Barbie dolls, maybe you've got a little story, a little one or two sentence story about each one that you can share.
So what's coming up that's new with guides that you can tell us about?
Yeah. So since the last time we were here in August, a lot has changed. There is an author strip that's improved. So there's better visibility to the author. So links to their stores, to their previous guides, and ability to follow them along with the 3.0 theme. Authors' items for sale are more prominent, so they appear in a better place. There's been commenting. So if you're reading a guide and you love it, but you have an issue with one thing, you can share a comment about it. Sharing and voting is made easier and more prominent. So we were talking about earlier, after you write a guide, if you can send it out to your social network and around, it will get much better play. So that's been the product that makes that easier. There's been more exposure to guides on the eBay side. So in the search results page, on the community page, people are able to find guides better than before. And then coming up, there's going to be better templates to make it much easier to write. And also examples of good guides.
Thank you for joining us today.
Perfect. I'm overdue for writing some guides.
Me too.
I only have one, but I need more.
Thank you.
I will be doing that. So this segment was sponsored by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory. Coming up next, the Meetup Organizer Step-by-Step Success Guide.
Wow.
Stay tuned for more eBay Radio.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
You're invited to a free webinar hosted by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping, PageMage, eBay Radio, Stamps.com, Terapeak, and Cabbage. Join Mark Fagiano, founder and CEO of TaxJar. Learn about collecting sales tax in multiple states, the general rules for online sellers, and more. The webinar is free Wednesday, December 11th, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Sign up today. Go to PageMage.com/top-rated-seller-webinars. That's PageMage.com/top-rated-seller-webinars.
Stitch Labs is inventory management for eBay sellers. With Stitch, staying on top of the not-so-fun stuff has never been easier. It automatically updates your inventory and relists for you. And easy-to-read reports help you know what products to order next. Stitch is easy to use and designed to help you grow. Try Stitch for free today at StitchLabs.com and enter discount code eBayRadio for an extended free trial. Stitch Labs, inventory management for eBay sellers.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
When eBay seller David Hutchinson needed cash for his business, he turned to Cabbage with a K.com. He says he compared Cabbage with other companies.
The interest rates were considerably higher, more red tape, in that they don't understand what most e-commerce businesses do.
He explains why Cabbage is better than the others.
Well, they finance the actual user. They don't base everything on just the numbers. They want to know more about the business. They really want to know what your challenges are as an e-commerce seller, how they can potentially fill some of the gaps.
He says it didn't take long to get his cash.
instantaneous. It was a matter of minutes.
How was David's cabbage experience?
It's a good source for me, kind of a bridge between me tapping into my lines of credit for smaller purchases. It's absolutely great for quick buys on tools that may crop up when I don't want to necessarily take it out of a reserve account.
For more information, visit cabbagewithak.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you.